Israel's parliament has failed to renew a law that's been hindering Palestinian families for years. The law prevents Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza from getting citizenship in Israel even after they marry Palestinians inside Israel who have Israeli citizenship. Parliament renews the law periodically, but this time it failed on a tie vote after an all-night debate. It was a blow to Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, but the battle isn't over. NPR's Fatma Tanis reports from Jerusalem.
By blocking citizenship and residency for Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza who marry Israeli citizens, the law also impacts their access to health insurance and jobs.
I think it's one of the worst laws in the Israeli book of laws, and I hope it will be removed forever.
That's Sharon Abraham Weiss. She's the executive director for the Association for Civil Rights in Israel and says the law was used as collective punishment for Palestinians since it was enacted in 2003 during the Second Intifada, when Palestinians were launching attacks in Israel. Supporters of the law say it's necessary for national security and for demographics to preserve Israel as a Jewish nation. But even though most of parliament seems to favor it, the opposition withdrew support in an apparent attempt to destabilize the new coalition. For now, at least, it worked out in favor of Palestinians.
I was very happy that we made it.
Fateh Jadallah is a Palestinian from the West Bank. He's been married to a Palestinian citizen of Israel for 17 years, and they have two children together.
That we achieved something was impossible. I thank everyone who helped us.
But it's unclear if the vote will change the status for thousands of Palestinians who will still have to apply for citizenship and could be turned down. Dalia Shendlin is in Tel Aviv with the U.S.-based Century Foundation.
I mean, it will just mean more work for the interior minister who has to go through the applications one by one. And she could decide to just reject all of them out of hand anyway. It would almost be the same thing.
And the Israeli parliament could still take up the law again and renew it after all. Fatma Tanis, NPR News, Jerusalem.